We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Go to Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Offers end January 3rd. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai studio. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Score!
Stacey Dales, NFL Network correspondent.
Here at Hallis Hall, as expected, continued buzz around the quarterbacks, especially when it comes to the 11th overall pick, Justin Fields.
Breaking down the latest from the Bears beat and news from around the NFL.
George McCaskey and the Chicago Bears have a lot of digging to do. They need to do a good job this time around.
New head coach of the Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus. Where do we even start? Start at HITS? Do we start at the HITS acronym?
Former WNBA All-Star.
And the ball stolen away. Didn't see her coming, and Perkins gets the clean steal. Over to Dales, easy landing. Stacey Dales off a beautiful feed from Elaine Powell.
Stacey Dales with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Stacey Dales, and she joins us now on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Hey, Stacey, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great. I think the better question is, how are you, Mully? I was listening to the show yesterday, doing errands, running around Chicago, and Abreu gets traded, and I could sense a teardrop in your eye.
I was telling David, one of my buddies texted me and said, that's it, I'm done with the White Sox. And I was like, really? That's it? Like, I mean, with all the other things that have happened, that's where you're drawing
your patient friend.
Line in the sand? Okay. Yeah, you know, it's sad, but what are you going to do? It's just life. I do. I have very little time left for the Sox, even though I'll be following them soon enough. I'm very interested in the Bears, though, because I just found out, I don't know if you've heard, Aaron Rodgers apparently believes that there's a conspiracy to keep him from – no, that's not it. But he's going to play, and no one's stopping him.
Maybe he's the reptile. Maybe he has some reptile. I don't know. I think he's going to play. I mean, he basically came out and said on the Pat McAfee show that he, you know, the scans revealed a lesser blow than we anticipated after their loss to the Eagles on Sunday night. It's a weird season all the way around, but I think he's going to play. I don't think Justin Fields is going to play. It's my personal opinion. And I personally know, you know, Bears fans are going to clamor to have him out there at every turn. I don't think it's a smart move. You know, my bigger concern is I hope they don't continue to lose the Chicago Bears guys to surgery requiring injuries. You know, as they head into the offseason, they need these guys to be ready to roll coming back into the spring, not be rehabbing surgery type injuries. So, you know, that's what I'm hopeful, or I would hope for if I'm a Bears fan.
I think you're exactly right, Stacey. And I do think most fans at this stage of the season, watching what they have seen, probably would tend to agree with that premise. You don't want to risk injury to the guy who has been the one bright spot of this season. So I think, and with the bye week, it makes a lot of sense. Curious, knowing the Packers as you do, though, even if we see Aaron Rodgers in action and active on Sunday, do you think it will be the last time we see him at Soldier Field in a Packer uniform?
Yeah, David, it's a great question. You get the sense of that based upon the trajectory of this season. You know, he's obviously not performed well. This entire team hasn't. I mean, this is one of the worst run defenses in football. If the Bears with the best rushing defense or offense in football don't run all over them on Sunday, you know, I don't know how they're going to score points, because this Packers defense is just frankly bad. But with Rodgers, I don't even think a fractured rib or a cracked rib or a hairline cracked rib, whatever it would be, would keep him out, because I don't think he wants to give over the keys to Jordan Love. I just don't. I think everyone wants to see Jordan Love. And, you know, we're always just this, you know, Monday morning quarterback. And we're so reactive each week in the NFL. We see Love come in against the Eagles with, you know, one of the best defenses in football and have a couple of decent series. And he has a 147 passer rating. And now everybody wants to declare him the next quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And I'm always pause-worthy when it comes to the NFL. I just think that, you know, Rodgers has had a bad season. He's lost a lot on his roster, including coaches, and obviously playing through a fractured thumb. Not sitting here making excuses for anybody, but that offense has been poor all year long, and they haven't had the continuity that we've become accustomed to under Matt LaFleur. So, the bottom line, though, guys, is the Packers have won 12 of their last 13 against Chicago. They've won 7 straight, and here we go again. It's always a fun week in Chicago or Green Bay.
Yeah, I said to David, I'm kind of happy that it's Rodgers, because – I wouldn't want Jordan Love to open his account in Chicago with a win. And I think it's going to be – the Bears are hard-pressed to win given their injuries. And I don't mean that as a, you know, an excuse or anything, but I think there was a talent gap to begin with. And when you get into your second and third string when you're a team like the Bears, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, I think you're obviously right, Molly. The thing that I learned after the Jets lost, because we saw that pretty good quarter from Trevor Siemian, who's got an oblique injury. We'll see what happens with Peterman and blah, blah, blah. The thing I learned is we went back to this sort of depressed conversation about the Bears this week.
Right.
And the theme when I say that is Justin Fields single-handedly has replaced skepticism and pessimism with optimism. And that is what Bears fans, I liken it to going to a concert and seeing one of your favorite artists. You don't go for the opening act. I mean, there might be a couple of them buying time for you to go get your drink and maybe two. And you're ready to see that opening act. And then when the opening act is supposedly done, you wait for the encore. And then you want to hear your favorite song, no matter who your favorite artist is. Nobody cares really about the outcome, how they're getting home. They just want to hear that last song. That's what Justin Fields has done to me in Chicago. Nobody's waiting for a win this year. Everybody wants to see Justin Fields and make, these just magnetic plays and big time throws. And, you know, I think the pass game will come eventually when he has more talent around him. He's a problem. That, when I talk to folks around the league, and that's what I'm told, Justin Fields is a problem, just like Lamar Jackson is a problem. Yeah, I mean, that's the best way I can describe it.
And it's a good way to describe it, Stacey, and it brings us to this ongoing conversation, which they had in the Fox booth and they had in the NBC booth, and it's in every booth where there's a football game going on. This idea that, you know, can you win a Super Bowl with a quarterback who isn't your prototypical pocket passer? Can you win a Super Bowl with a running quarterback, per se, who's a dual threat? And I find it kind of interesting, because I think that I don't know what they're trying to do here by asking this question now, because it's already been answered. It's already been answered by the way teams have gone out and gotten quarterbacks who are dual threats, who have, you know, been these guys for a long time. Now, this is the way they're trying to win. So I think it's been an emphatic yes. Now, have you seen, you know, Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, the last two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, aren't in that mold? But there are a lot of teams that have already said, yeah, we can win that way with this guy, because the dual threat is the way quarterbacks exist these days.
Yes, yes. And they're hard to get. They're hard to find. Patrick Mahomes can use his legs as much as he wants to. Josh Allen, you know, I covered the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills, which, you know, Dustin and I just talked about before I came on, was a fantastic Thanksgiving game last week. Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Lions, David and Molly, you know, went all about comparing Justin Fields because he had another mobile quarterback to Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen is advanced at this point, and obviously he's an all-pro and might go to a Super Bowl this year, but I don't buy into that these guys can't win at all. I mean, if I recall back in, I think it was 2015, a Super Bowl I covered for the Carolina Panthers, I was on their team, Cam Newton took his team to a Super Bowl. I think Justin Fields is going to be better than Cam Newton, similar size. I think it's a pretty good comparison in terms of just the build, right? Because Justin Fields, if you stand beside him and you stand beside Cam Newton, very similar, just gifted bodies. I mean, it's unbelievable to look at their you know, physiques. But, you know, Cam Newton was a really good quarterback at one point, and I think Justin Fields is going to be better. I'm not saying they're the same quarterback, but that's a mobile quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson has proved to be one of the best in the game. But again, you know, Josh Allen is a mobile quarterback. So I don't buy into that thing at all. And it's hard to get him. Actually, when I was listening to your show yesterday, I heard the call-in question about, you know, why don't the Bears or teams that have mobile quarterbacks find or bring in backups? Well, it's hard to find that. It's like rare. I mean, you know, it's hard to find a little mini me of Justin Fields. So take what you have right now and make it great. And I think Luke Getsy is the guy that's going to do that.
I think Luke Getsy has done very well. And I would include being impressed in the opening drive last week. You know, when he has a chance to put together his plays, they come out. I know sometimes it's field goals, seven times it's field goals, but they've scored a couple touchdowns on those opening drives. When he puts a game plan together, whether it's for Justin Fields or last week with Trevor Siemian, an injured Trevor Siemian, by the way, that was a really bizarre pregame where they didn't know who was going to start right up to the moment he came on for the second drive of the game. I'm still impressed with what he's done as a coach this year. I think he's done really well.
I absolutely agree. I think he's coaching to the strengths of his team in the given moments that he's given them and afforded them. I was on with Zach on Saturday on the show, and Zach Bateman, and, you know, I mentioned, because I really believe this, if I were guessing Luke Getsy right now, what they've done on the ground, right, they're averaging 192 on the ground running the football, okay? That's the second most to the Baltimore Ravens since 1980. The Ravens had 206 on the ground in 2019. Lamar Jackson was the MVP that season. My point being, like, they're doing some record things. Justin Fields obviously leads all quarterbacks, well over 800 yards running the football. My guess is that Luke Getsy's looking at that saying, oh, records are cool and we're close to records and this and that, and they're averaging most yards in franchise history since Walter Payton and company in 77, I think. So my point being, I bet he's sitting there saying, gosh, we need to be more balanced, right? We need to be more balanced. So it's really cool to see what he's coaching to this year. But next year, how do you become more balanced, right? You bring in Chase Claypool, so we'll see how that – but now Darnell Mooney's got this injury, the arm surgery. So that's my point. Like, close out the year healthy. Your hope is, and that's why I'm not playing Justin Fields this weekend. He mentioned he had some tears in there in addition to that bone that popped out in his shoulder. I am not risking it with a bye next week.
So, Stacey, this relates to the Bears because it involves the Lions. You were there on Thanksgiving covering the Bills Mafia, which was a cute story. It included your parents, by the way. That was a cool picture. when you watch the Lions and you see the way they competed against the Bills and you see what they were on that winning streak coming into the game, are the Lions – closing the gap to the Vikings? Are they closer than the Packers are? Obviously they're closer than the Bears are. How big of a surprise are the Lions this year?
I don't think I'm surprised just because of the way they're building it. And it's a great question, David. The only way I can answer it is when I'm in the building. And when I was in the building with the Lions, these players I'm talking to, like Aleem McNeil, who's just this young, upcoming, you better watch out because this guy's going to be freaking good. I got goosebumps when I'm talking to them because they really believe they're going to win, and they believe they're arriving. It's a feeling I get when I go into locker rooms, when I'm on fields, when I'm around teams. And like the Eagles have it this week. I'm covering the Eagles and Titans on Sunday. Their team, the energy is magnetic. The 2018, I think it was, Bears had the same energy. You guys remember that year with Mitch? Mm-hmm. The defense under Vic, like they had the same energy. Every year it's different, but every team is different. Like the Lions are building that energy. So what that to me tells me, David, to answer the question simply, they have good culture building guys on their team. They have a buy-in on both sides of the football. And, you know, I won't forget when they tell me, like Taylor Decker told me, like, we believe in our coaches unwaveringly. Like we believe in their plan. Their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson's been amazing. Like he's vastly underrated as a coordinator. They've put up some points this year. So their defense is getting a little bit better. The Bears aren't there yet. We'll see next year because that'll be the second year for Matt Eberflus, and then they'll have more of the pieces that they want. But, again, I'm a little concerned about some of these injuries that are coming up with their best players. Eddie Jackson with the Lisfranc. Right. Is he going to need surgery with that? Darnell Mooney needs surgery. You know what we do in sports is we throw around injury conversations like it's simple. We totally underestimate just the requirements to come back from surgery because we think these guys and gals in professional sports are like superhuman. It's really hard to come back from surgeries. You know, I have avoided them at all costs when I play basketball because, you know, you don't know what your trajectory is after the surgery. Is it going to get worse? Look at some of these guys that have had David Bakhtiari, you know, he goes from one bad surgery or one bad knee issue to the next after he tears his ACL and a bunch of other things. You know, remember Tariq Cohen? Like, sure. What happened to his knee, right? Like, right. You just don't know. And so it's hard. You don't want to play scared. You don't want to play to avoid injury. But, gosh, you certainly hope your best players don't keep dropping like they have this past weekend.
Stacey, you did a really nice job there of describing Justin Fields' injury, and you could do so because he described it so thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Were you surprised just knowing the league and given the way that he was that forthright about what is wrong with his shoulder? I found it refreshing, but I also had this like, oh no, the coaches are going to be mad about that. Like it's just, they just do such a good job of shrouding, clouding any injury talk. It was almost like listening to someone on Truth Serum as you heard him explain it to you.
I was shocked. I'm not going to lie. I'm with you, Molly. I was so surprised because it's one thing to have a dislocated shoulder. It's another thing to say that there are a few tears to go along with it. I was kind of been baffled by the Rodgers thumb injury because I can't believe nobody just came out and asked him because I haven't been in Green Bay. I would have if I had been there for some of the press conferences. Like, what is the specific injury with your thumb or your hand? Because even then you're not going to get full disclosure, right, Molly? Like, David, like it was surprising, but, you know, maybe it was just Field saying, listen, this is more serious. I don't want to go through the saga of questions every single day. And frankly, it was refreshing.
I think also, Stacey, it's empowering when a player takes control of how he disseminates the information about his injury.
Yes.
Now,
the message.
Yeah.
That moment when he said that, I was convinced he wasn't playing.
Right.
But I also think because you weren't going to give the team exact directions to how to hurt you worse. But I also think it protected him against whatever the team was putting out there, the suggestion or the label of, well, he's not tough enough to play through this.
Well, he's questionable, which means he should play. Why didn't he play?
Well, because he's got a tear in his shoulder.
We talked about Jay Cutler left an NFC championship game, and they said at the game, well, he's questionable. Another way, maybe it comes back. And then players around the league that started criticizing how soft is this guy, doesn't he care? They did him a disservice with the way that they shared the information of the injury. And I'm not saying that they were going to do a disservice on this one, but Fields took control of it, and I was delighted to see it.
Yeah, I was too, because then you really understand the depths of it. Like, I think about Delvin Cook a lot when it comes to this injury. His dislocations have become almost rampant. And, you know, obviously he's one of the best running backs for the Minnesota Vikings in the NFL. And you know, he's been asked, like, did you consider surgery in the off season? And he kind of pauses and, no, I got through it. And I wouldn't be shocked if he has surgery this off season because he's, you know, frankly, he's been wearing a, you know, I don't know right now. I haven't checked his, if he's wearing that shoulder harness of late, but I had him in week 5, I think it was, or 6, whatever it was in London. And he was wearing it and he was just fresh off of a dislocated shoulder. And it's a real thing. And if you're a quarterback, the way Justin runs the ball, it's an even more real thing. I loved getting more details just because it helps me to understand when the reality of coming back would be. And to me, it's not week 2 of recovering from that thing, I'll tell you that. But if he plays, I think he's tough. I get a kick out of this conversation in the NFL. Like, these guys are tough. And that's why I talk about injuries. Like, let's pause a little bit and realize, like, if you or I had a surgery right now, we'd be, like, out for 6 months.
Oh, at least.
If I had
a paper cut, I would be here. I'd be at home.
I've got a sore throat and I'm questionable for tomorrow.
Exactly. There you go. It's true. Stacey, thank you.
Thanks,
always
Stacey.
A joy to catch up with you. I appreciate your insights.
Yeah, you're the best. See you next week.
That is Stacey Dales. Really great stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.